glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Have you ever felt forsaken, forgotten, and rejected? I don't know anyone who has lived long on this earth who has not met with such feelings and experiences. I know a large number of folks who have had more than their share of such things in their lives. Undeserved, unwanted, and unfair, they have come. Hearts are melted, tears shed, questions are asked, doubts arise. The fact still remains that it happened, and it doesn't feel good. Stay with us for this edition of Moments, and we will discuss the experiences in life and the forsaken feelings they leave behind.
Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low, in the darkness as black as could be, and my heart felt alone, and I cried, "Oh Lord, don't hide your face from me." Like a king I may live in a palace so tall, with great riches to call my own, but I don't know a thing in this whole wide world that's worse than
Surely we have all felt forsaken, forgotten, or rejected at times. I haven't had nearly as many as these feelings as others. Some folks I know were not so blessed as I was to have attentive parents and a very loving extended family. Because of such a blessing, I have missed out on feelings that would crush and break my heart. My ministry has led me to discuss with many who have had just the opposite. Their experiences with family seem to have multiplied such feelings of rejection and abandonment. Others among my associates have told me about the feelings they have had when their marriages unraveled. Often one spouse felt the arrows of a trusted mate who rejected him or her for someone else. If it isn't the worst hurt, I think it must be one of the deepest hurts known to the human heart, to be told, "I don't love you anymore." Friendship holds such a vital place in life. God intended for us to have social needs met by having friends. Jesus surrounded himself with friends. On the eve of his death, when he was struggling with deep emotions within, the Lord shared with his disciples that He didn't call them his servants any longer. He called them his friends. Judas had already left the upper room where Jesus had revealed the horrible thought that one of his very own disciples would betray him when Jesus told the other disciples they were his friends. But Judas had been chosen of God. He had walked with the Lord. And Simon Peter was predicted that night by Jesus to deny him. He told the rest of the disciples that they would all desert him and leave him to bear his burden alone. Yet Jesus called them his friends. That night when the mob came out into the garden, where Jesus had petitioned the Father with prayers, prayers that brought sweat like drops of blood from his forehead, all of his friends fled and left him alone. Do you agree that at that moment when Jesus is being led from the Garden of Gethsemane to be condemned by the Jewish council, that Jesus must have felt forsaken? I wonder, Jesus prayed that the cup of suffering be removed from him. Was he including the hurt from Judas's betrayal, Peter's denial, and the scattering of every single disciple from his presence? Did he pray for such forsaken feelings that night, as well as his praying to be released from dying on the cross? The cross was painful. Oh, it was as painful as it could be. The shame and disgrace levied upon him in his name was so very cruel. Yes, Jesus suffered severely upon the old rugged cross. But he had suffered a lot before the scourging and crucifixion began. Jesus felt forsaken. It is Luke that tells us, when Peter spoke the third denial of his friend Jesus, the Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. It probably wasn't a piercing look, or I told you so look. I think Peter went out and he wept bitterly, partly because he saw the hurt in the eyes of his friend that he had just disowned and forsaken. I read an article that reminded me of the words Jesus spoke on the cross. The piercing sound of his cry rings in my thoughts. It was very near the last words that he spoke and the last breath that he would take when he cried out in a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? After 6 hours hanging suspended between heaven and earth, spat upon, mocked, and accused, his physical and emotional pains were exceedingly great. The sun had been darkened for 3 hours. Ironically, Jesus, the light of the world, and God the Father who commanded at the beginning of creation, "Let there be light," were separated by the darkest hours of human history. Jesus bore the burden of our sins on that cross. He felt the separation from his Father as never before in all eternity. He felt the deepest hurts of the human heart because of sin and guilt. He was cursed and he was condemned. And out of that loneliness, his cry of agony shatters the darkness. If that were the last scene in our Bibles of Jesus, we would be living without hope. Death would have conquered all the good. The light of God would have been put out by the sinful deeds of wicked man. But the true light of God would not decay in the grave. The devil would not claim victory over the Lord. That bright early Sunday morning, when the sun rose over the earth, the light of God in all of his glory arose from the grave. I remind all of us of what Jesus experienced, because I want to tell everyone that he is able to sympathize with all of our trials. He knows how it feels. Jesus can be and is willing to be our friend who will never forsake us. I believe we all need a friend like Jesus. Do you walk with Jesus and talk with him? Is he in your life so that you can draw from his strength to carry you along the way? Come to Jesus. He will not only save you from sin, he will help you when this world you live in forsakes you and you feel it.
Walk with me, walk with me, walk with me.
mercy, all the glory, all the story of your love. Talk to me, talk to me, like you spoke so tenderly. When you talk there, when you walk there, by the sea,
there by the sea,
let me follow in the footsteps that trod the shore of Galilee. Let me learn to pray like he did in the Garden of Gethsemane. Take my hand, take my hand, teach me, Lord, to understand all my duty, all the beauty of your love.
Yes, of your love.
Let me follow in the footsteps that trod the shore of Galilee. And let me learn to pray like he did in the Garden of Gethsemane. Take my hand, teach me, Lord, to understand all my duty, all the beauty of your love.
Thank you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.